What do you think she's looking for? I asked.
His diary, probably.
That was way interesting. I could see Mrs. Creed downstairs in the den. She was talking on the telephone and her mouth was going 100 miles an hour.
She's talking to the cops, Allie muttered.
How do you know?
I overheard Renee say she badgers them every 10 minutes. They're trying to look at him like a runaway. They're thinking if he committed suicide, there would be a body. There's not much they can do about a runaway. But in her mind, they should be spending their every waking breath looking for her kid. So it's probably them. It's not like she has a whole lot of girlfriends or anything.
Maybe it's a relative, I put in, watching Mrs. Creed's mouth run on and on.
She has 2 sisters, but they can't stand her either. I found that out one night when I had to eat dinner over there in, like, 5th grade. My parents were going out, and I had to take Greg over there to eat. Mrs. Creed was at her mother's funeral in Texas. Mr. Creed was all worried about her being at this funeral. He said that Mrs. Creed's 2 sisters couldn't stand her, hadn't even talked to her in years. I think if Chris turned up dead, she would call them, but not yet.
She pointed to something upstairs.
See that picture on the wall? The one right in the center of Chris's room? She asked.
Yeah. There were 5 pictures on the wall, and 4 surrounded one.
The diary, it's inside the lining of that photo.
She turned a triumphant grin on me, and I looked from her to the photo, completely hypnotized.
See how it stands out about 1 inch farther than the others? Can you imagine having a mom so nosy that you'd have to find an ingenious place like that to hide your diary? If she had found it, I don't think she would still be in there searching.
She giggled, and I got the feeling this was some sort of game to her. She enjoyed knowing that Mrs. Creed couldn't find this thing, while she knew exactly where it was. You really, really don't like this woman, do you? I asked her.
I hate her. But then again, I hate all mothers right about now. That's really why you're here. I'd like a second opinion on whether I'm crazy or not.
Whatever. I shrugged. The back of a head rose over the top of a TV chair in the Creed's den, and I realized Mr. Creed was sitting there with his back to the window, reading a book. You could just make out the outline of 1 side of him, with the chair covering the rest. Upstairs, Chris's youngest brother, Matthew, was sitting at a little desk in a bedroom with his back to us. It looked like he was doing homework. From seeing him around church, I gathered he was about 9. The door opened to the other room, and Chris's other brother, Justin, came in, dressed in pajamas. He kind of flopped onto his bed on his stomach, but didn't bother to turn off the light. He just lay there, staring. He looked about 10, though I wasn't sure about him either.